This morning we are going to look at John chapter 17, which has Jesus praying before his arrest and subsequent going to the cross. But I thought at this particular time we might just try and have a little bit of a brainstorm about what we know about prayer or what we actually think prayer is. So don't be shy. Anything. Can you think of anything, whether it's something in the Bible that is said about prayer, something that you've actually heard, some kind of ideas of how we pray? Has anybody heard of the acronym JOY? J-O-Y. Anyone? Yes? Do you remember what it stands for? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So it's Jesus, and then others, and then yourself. So the idea is the order in which we should pray, that we should take the concerns of God first, the concerns of others next, and our own concerns last. What about the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S? People have heard that one. I see Pamela nodding. So we've got adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and then supplication or asking. So again, petitioning comes at the end of it. But so often we think of prayer as being almost synonymous with petition, which it certainly isn't. We have some models for prayer as well in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, prayers of different kinds. Does anybody remember Abraham's prayer before God when Lot is in the city of Sodom? Do you remember anything about what happens there with Abraham's prayer? He starts off by asking God to save the city if there are 50 righteous people in it. And then he says, well, will you not save them because there's a few short? And he whittles it down and whittles it down. And eventually he's asking if there are 10 people there, will you not save that city? He's discussing with God, but he's pleading with God. And some prayers in the scriptures are very, very forthright. If you look at some of the Psalms, asking God to rend the heavens and come down. And of course that language is because of the way that they viewed where heaven and earth were. But it was still the idea of God breaking in to our society. And then famously, of course, we have the Lord's Prayer that we pray as a pattern for prayer that Jesus gave to the disciples when they asked him about that. We have many other examples of how important the early Christians considered prayer. Look at the introductions to Paul's letters and see how often he is giving thanks and praying for people and asking for prayer for himself as well. In all those ways, he sees prayer as being very important. And so this morning, when we come to look at that later on, we have an example of what Jesus considered important at perhaps the most critical time of his life.